The Top 5 Plays for Sports Marketing by Brenda Lipinski. Sports marketing brings in millions of dollars in revenue each year. How exactly is it done? Marketing experts from Red Bull, Sports Marketing Monterrey, Texas Motor Speedway, the Dallas Mavericks, March of Dimes, and Huddle Productions gave Hispanic Communicators DFW attendees some tips on strategy and practice on November 19th. Here are the top five things they considered fundamental in succeeding in the sports marketing world. 1. Create an experience. Companies can no longer just afford to buy a radio or television ad. They must also learn how to create an experience for the fan. Every element in an event helps create an impression on your consumer. Believe it or not, people don't go to games just to watch the game. If that were true, they would stay at home rather than make the drive to the stadium. There has to be more than just the game. An experience can be anything from a fan being able to see their face on the big screen during a game or winning something at halftime. If they can meet their favorite players, it's even better.
People don't buy products anymore, they buy experiences.
Says Javier Villalobos with Sports Marketing Monterrey. 2. Get to know your audience. A little empathy goes a long way. Being able to see through the eyes of your consumer is your key to success. Getting to know what your consumer likes and how they communicate will help you get their attention. If you're targeting a certain demographic, you have to know how they spend, what they eat, how they talk, and how they like to be addressed.
We've really tried to make sure that we have a lot of ambassador families that are bilingual, because these are everyday people. Like we always say, prematurity does not discriminate, so you have to present every type of family that it affects. And so that's one of the ways that we've been able to reach the Hispanic community. But just, I mean, I want someone that looks like me. That's
says Carmen Branch from March of Dimes.
Analytics, like, and, you know, back towards your background, all of those things are so good as a starting point to know that you need to speak to these consumers. But the most important thing is to go out and become one of those consumers.
Says Jason Hines from Red Bull. 3. Be flexible. Let's get one thing straight. If you're not willing to go with the flow, you might be left behind. Part of understanding your audience is learning how they like to communicate. If you find your audience loves to tweet, you have to become a tweeter. If your fans would rather watch video than read, well, my friend, you're going to have to learn how to shoot and edit video. That's just the way it is.
And we've always done it that way. That's the way we're going to do it. That's not going to get the job done. So here's something that you know is working for someone. Be flexible.
Says Greg Elkin from Texas Motor Speedway.
I don't adjust to them and adapt to what they want, I will lose, because they're the customer, not you.
Fans, consumers, customers, really, they're your boss.
Says Chris Yates from Huddle Productions. 4. Remember that not one size fits all. One of the most important elements in marketing is to remember that each group, each individual is unique. You can't expect what works for one group to work for another. For example, not everything written in Spanish will translate the same way to each Hispanic group. There are different cultures, age groups, and interests that comprise a Hispanic population. You have to find out how each sector of the group communicates. ¿Me entiendes?
That cultural knowledge about the Hispanic market is not just about translating your spot, your radio spot, or your TV spot to Spanish.
Says Javier Villalobos from Sports Marketing Monterrey. 5. Don't be afraid to reach out. We get it. You're a marketing genius now that you know all this information. But really, you might need some help. Don't be afraid to reach out to people or groups who know how to communicate with your audience.
America is a melting pot in general, and so you have to reach all of your fans, no matter where they are, no matter what language they speak. There are different people that are fans of the Mavs for different reasons. And so if you're trying to reach someone in China, yes, you have to speak their language. We brought in someone, a kid from Yale, who speaks Mandarin, and his job literally is to recreate our videos and our content to the web in Chinese. And so you have to go where your fans are.